Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, we read, "He will guard the feet of his faithful ones, but the wicked shall be cut off in darkness. For not by might shall a man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Against them he will thunder in heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to the king and exalt the horn of his anointed." There is no way to fight God, and one would be foolish to attempt such folly. Yet some seem to be in a continual battle with the Almighty. He would think they would learn quickly the error of their ways. Strength never determines victory. Proximity does. Those close to God and obedient to Him win, for there is no way to lose. The lies of Satan often blur absolutes in an attempt to make the will of God debatable. One day, all who have ever lived will see and recognize Him as God. For some, it will be the most tragic day of their existence. For others, it is a culmination of lives well lived. Our choice today determines the events of that day. So often we want to put ourselves in a position where our choices don't matter. We like to be the victim. We like to blame somebody else, something else, some circumstance in our life for the lack of what we should be. That's not how it really is. I can come to God and walk with Him anytime, any day, in any situation. He is my Heavenly Father. He always likes it when I come to Him. He always likes it when I call out His name. He always likes it when I talk to Him. Just like any earthly father enjoys talking to their children, enjoys hearing from their heart, enjoys participating in their life, God enjoys taking care of His children. And I can come to Him anytime, anywhere, and know that I am safe when I am around Him. As long as I am around Him. There is no good reason for any human to go away from God and try and live without Him. That is a place of complete disaster that will prove itself disastrous in time. We need to be like sheep and constantly be aware of where the shepherd is and constantly be in close proximity to Him. And our lives will be fine, regardless of the circumstances and who is against us. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.